谢谢米罗姐妹。
Thank you, Sister, Sister Lin.
啊，这次主题他也提到，就是要扩展神国的生力军。
And here he talks about how to increase the warrior of gospel.
因为每一个人都成为神国度的精兵。
Because we are all soldier in God's kingdom.
在神的普世的传福音事工上，我们能够尽上我们的本分。
And to put out our shares in spreading the gospel.
好，那我们打开今天要读的圣经，在罗马书第一章。
And let's turn our Bible to Romans chapter 1.
我们念第十三节到第十七节。
And let's read from verse 13 to 17.
在新约的209面，罗马书第一章十三节到第十七节。
Romans 1 verse 13 to 17.
好，在新约的209面，那我们用恭敬的心一起来念神的话。
Let's read it together.
罗马书第一章十三节到第十七节。
Romans 1:13 to 17.
好，我们一起来读。好，一起来，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定义往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子。如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是到如今仍有阻隔。无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。好，让我们低头祷告。天父，我们感谢你，让我们今天早晨来到你面前，我们要聆听你的声音。主啊，愿你的灵在我们当中，你充满这个会堂，你也捆绑撒旦的作为。主啊，你也让我们每一个人的心思意念蒙神你所管理，让我们专注在主耶稣基督你自己的身上。主啊，你借着你自己的话语，借着孩子这卑微的器皿，能把你的真理能够传讲的清楚。主啊，好让我们在座的我们每一个人的心思意念，我们的思想，主啊，如果我们有错误的思想，我们有错误的想法，都能够回到归回到你启示的真理里面，愿我们真是能够讨你的喜悦。Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for the testimony that our brother, Binro, that he gave. We thank you, may through this sharing, that burden our heart for the lost soul, that everyone us to be an active partaker of your worldwide missions. Although we know our Chinese is the most population on earth. And help us that we carry out the great commission that you granted to us. Give us a heart devoted to you. Have a compassion for person and passion for thee. Although thank you so much. Thank you to be with us this morning. May your Holy Spirit move in upon us and correcting our thought and our mind. Focus on thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 好，今天我要跟大家分享一个题目，就是为什么要传福音。
Today I would like to share a topic with you. Why do we have to spread the gospel?
刚刚明罗姐妹也跟我们提到，我们这一次的主题就是要到普世华人的差传，就是要把福音能够传到近处，传到远方。
For the testimony that Sister Lin shared with the girl, we had to spread the gospel.To the place near to us, also far away from us.
教会跟世界上其他的机构是不一样。
The organization of the church is very different from the organization of this world.
教会是基督的心腹。
We are the new bride of the Christ.
教会是耶稣基督的身体。
We are the body of the Christ.
教会是神在世上一个很具体的一个显明的一个代表。
And And the church is a representative of the Christ in this world.
在教会里面，我们看到神的权柄、神的荣耀能够彰显在我们这些蒙他救赎的人的当中。
In the church, we can see God. He revealed Himself to us in His glory.
教会是基督借着他宝血的救恩所选召出来的一群愿意侍奉他的人。
A church is a group of people that being redeemed by God and being chosen by God.
教会在世上有三个主要的功用。
There are three purposes in this church.
第一个就是敬拜神。
First of all is to worship God.
第二个就是我们圣徒的交通。
It's a fellowship between the Christians.
第三个就是我们要传福音。
Third is to spread the gospel.
或者说就是要敬拜，我们有交通，而且我们要对世人，我们要做见证。
In other words, the function of the church is to worship, and also we should have the fellowship between the Christians, also to spread the gospel.
第一个就是我们跟主耶稣之间的关系，我们跟神之间一个垂直的、一个一个直接的关系。
The first one is a vertical relationship between God and all the Christians.
我们要晓得怎么样来敬拜他，怎么样来侍奉他，怎么样来荣耀他。
We have to know how to worship Him, how to serve Him, how to glorify Him.
第二个就是我们一个恒的关系，是弟兄姐妹、圣徒与圣徒之间的关系。
And secondly is between the relationship between the Christians is a horizontal relationship.
因为我们有相同的生命，我们相同的信仰。
Because we have the same life, we have same kind of life and same kind of faith.
我们也有相同的盼望。
We have same hope.
所以我们在基督里面，我们彼此的相交，彼此的相爱。
That's why we have to love each other in Christ.
英文叫做 fellowship. 我们在一起有个团契，有个交通。
In other words, it's a fellowship.
而且第三个是说，我们教会对世界的责任是什么？
Thirdly, is our responsibility to the world.
就是借着我们的见证，把主耶稣的福音能够传开。
Through our testimony to spread the gospel.
这样三样的东西就是我们教会里面最主要的功用。
Those three points are the most important functions of church.
如果我们教会只有敬拜，没有交通，没有见证，那么这教会是失去平衡的一个教会。
If the church only worship God without the fellowship or spreading the gospel, then the church loses its balance.
如果有教会有交通，没有见证，没有崇拜，没有敬拜神，那么这也是不好的。
On the other hand, if we only have fellowship and without the worship or spreading the gospel,
接着这三样主要的功用，使教会的生活能够过一个正常的生活。
Through those three functions, then the church has its normal function.
那今天我们特别要来提的，就是有关保罗在这里提到了就是福音的债。
Today we are going to emphasize, just like Paul said, the debt to the spreading the gospel.
我们刚刚提到教会有这三大的功用，所以我们基督徒就因此我们欠了三个债。
See, I mentioned a while ago that we have three functions in the church. That's why every Christian has three debts to pay.
这三个债是什么呢？
What is the three debts?
第一个，我们对神，我们欠了荣耀他的债。
First of all, we are in debt to God, to His glory.
罗马书三章二十三节这么说：世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For the Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
第二个就是圣徒弟兄姐妹之间，我们亏缺了彼此相爱的债。
Secondly, it's a debt that between Christians, between brothers and sisters.
在罗马书十三章第八节。那里告诉我们，凡事不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常常以为亏欠。
Romans 30 verse 8 says, "Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continued debt to love one another."
第三个就是我们对世人，我们欠了传福音的债。
Thirdly, that we are in debt to the world to spread the gospel.
就罗马书第一章十四节，我们刚刚所读过的，就是无论是希利人、花外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们福音的债。
From the Romans 1:14, we read a while ago, "I'm obligated both to Greeks and the non-Greeks."
所以每一个基督徒，我们要一生一世，要靠着主的恩典，我们来还这三样的债。
So our Christians, it should be it is something that all three debts we try to repay.
如果我们有这样的体认，我们愿意这样的努力的靠着神的恩典去还债的话，我们才能够越来越做一个好的基督徒。
And only after we have this kind of understanding and through His grace, then we can repay all those three debts.
所以我们要荣耀神，我们要信徒之间要彼此的亲爱，要亲近，而且我们要把福音传开。
That's why we have to give glory to God to love one another and also to spread the gospel.
在刚刚我们所读了罗马书第一章十三节，保罗说：“就是我屡次定义往你们那里去，好像也在其他的外邦人的当中一样。”
Just as we read a while ago for the Romans 1:13, Paul said, "I pray many times to come to you."
这个传福音的责任，这个现在这个负担，这个使命感，在保罗的生命里面，让我们看得非常的清楚。
The feeling to spread the gospel, we can also have this burden to spread the gospel. We can see in Paul.
我们看到在保罗的生命里面有一个很强烈的一个推动力。
We can see that in Paul's life, there has a compelling force behind him.
他说：“我愿意在你们中间得一些果子。”
He said, "I'd like to harvest among you."
我们知道当时这罗马书保罗是写信给罗马的教会，当时的罗马城不是一个简单的一个城市。
We know that when Paul wrote this letter to the people in Rome, the city of Rome at that time was not a very simple city.
在保罗的时代，罗马是世界上最重要也是最大的一个城市。
At that time, Rome was the most important city, also busy city, biggest one in the world.
可以说是政治、经济、文化、科技，所有其他的各种知识的一个中心。
It's the center of all the finance and political situation.
但是保罗说，愿意在里面当中能够多结一些果子。
But Paul said that I would like to bear more fruit among you.
凡是传福音的人都有一个雄心大志，像保罗的心志一样。
Everyone who have the desire to spread gospel should have the goal like Paul.
愿主耶稣基督的圣名，他的福音能够在外邦人的当中能够彰显出来。
They want to reveal God among the Gentiles.
我们知道耶稣基督的福音是从加利利，从拉撒勒，从那地方开始。
We all know that God's gospel starting from Nazareth.
我们知道拉撒勒是一个非常渺小的一个乡村的一个很乡下的一个小地方。
It was a very small city in the rural area.
但是保罗是有这样的一个心志，他愿意把这个福音能够传到世界上最高的文化、最高的政治的最高的一个最高的地方。
But Paul, he had this kind of desire to spread the gospel to the most important place at that time in the.
今天我们为什么要传福音
？Why we have to spread the gospel?
我们传福音的动机到底在哪里？传福音的动机。
What is our motivation?
我们的动机是非常的重要。
Our motivation is very important.
一个纯正的动机，这圣经上告诉我们的，纯洁的良心、纯洁的动机，是我们能够坚持到底的一个主要的原因。
A right motivation is the force for us to fight to the end.
一个纯正的动机也可以带给我们力量。
A right motivation will give us power.
一个纯正的动机也使我们不像这个继续的不断的往前，不像困难低头。
A right motivation, we should never bow down to the difficult situation.
而且一个纯正的动机，我们看到早期多少为主殉道了，这些神在这困难逼迫的当中，他们不怕仇敌的恐吓、仇敌的攻击。
A right motivation, they were never afraid of their enemy.
而且一个纯正的动机，能够让我们在困难跌倒的情况，我们能重新站立起来。
A right motivation will bring us up again when we fall down.
那么哪些是我们应该有的传福音的动机呢？
And what is the right motivation that we are supposed to have when we spread the gospel?
为什么我们要传福音？
Why do we have to spread gospel?
第一，我们传福音是因为这是神的旨意。
First of all, because that's God's will.
刚刚明柔姐妹跟我们讲，神的旨意是最高，是最大的。
And while ago, Sister Lin shared with us, God's desire is highest.
一个基督徒乃是一个愿意遵守神旨意的人。
A Christian should be the person that he is willing to follow God's desire.
耶稣基督说，不是所有称为我主啊主啊的人都可以进天国。
Jesus said that not everybody who call him Lord will be able to enter the kingdom of God.
唯独那些愿意遵循我旨意的才可以进去。
Only those that are willing to follow his will.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们应该遵守神的旨意。
My dear brothers and sisters, we should follow his will, his desire.
在约翰一书第二章第十七节那里， 这个使徒约翰告诉我们，这世上世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵循神旨意的是永远的长存。
Apostle John told us in the 1 John 2:17, the world and his desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
在整个宗教历史里面，如果你们看到16世纪那里这个宗教改革家就是 John Calvin， 他曾经讲过一句话。
John Calvin, he said,
他说神的旨意比世界上任何其他的存在的事物还要大。
He said God's will and his desire is higher than anything in the world.
我想这次唐荣牧师好像也用过这句话，他说这个因为一切的存留是根据神的旨意而存在的。
Because everything stay here or pass away or according to his will.
所以神的旨意比世界任何事情都要更大。
That's why his will is higher than anything in the world.
为什么神要启示给我们这本将近100万字的圣经呢？
Why God has to reveal himself through the Bible?
为什么神要差派他的独生儿子耶稣基督来世上为我们死在十字架上呢？
Why God sent his one and only son to die for us?
就是因为我们世人违背了神的旨意。
Because all of us sin against him.
因为我们违背了神的旨意，我们所需要神纯正的道理，是他启示的真理。
Because we all sin against him, that's why we need his truth.
因为人违背了神的旨意，所以我们需要主耶稣基督的救恩。
Because we all sin against his will, that's why we need his salvation.
神今天拯救我们一个最重要的目的在哪里呢？
What is the most important purpose that God tried to save us?
乃是我们要我们能够遵循在地上遵循他的旨意。
That is for us to follow his will in this world. So you cannot compromise that.
在神的旨意里面代表他的最高的权威。
In his will,God's will is His highest authority to show us.
所以神如果跟我们讲你们要传福音，那我们没有选择了，我们一定要去传福音。
If God said that is His will to spread the gospel, we have no other choice but to do so.
这边教会很多的人都觉得，只要牧师长老指示他们去传福音，这是他们的责任。
There are many people in the church they have this kind of thinking that it is pastor, deacons, and elders' job.To spread the gospel.
好像我们做平信徒，我们一般这个不是我们的责任，我们就不用去传福音。
They feel that it's not layman's job to spread the gospel.
但圣经告诉我们，每一个人，每一个基督徒都要传福音。
But in the Bible, it clearly tells us that it's every Christian's responsibility.
每一个基督徒都要成为主耶稣基督的见证人。
We have to be God's witness.
每一个基督徒都是耶稣基督福音的使者。
We are ambassador of Christ.
我们要把我们所领受的，从主耶稣那里领受的永恒的救恩，我们要去分享给我们周围的人。
We have to share the salvation we receive from God and share with people around us.
所以遵循神的旨意是我们传福音的第一个动机。
So to follow God's will is the first motivation for us to spread the gospel.
为什么要传福音？因为这是神的旨意。
Why do we have to spread gospel? Because that's His will.
所以我们身为一个基督徒。我们要在神的永恒的旨意上有份。
So to be a Christian, we should have a partaker in His in everlasting will.
我们要有份在传福音的事工上面。
We should have a share in spreading the gospel.
请问你我，我们有没有在这个神的旨意上有份
？May I ask you, are you a partaker in this?
而且我们在传福音的事工上，我们做了多少
？And how much have you done?
这是我们要常常以为亏欠的一件事情。
This is something that we should always feel like in debt to Him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
神的旨意是非常严肃的一件事情。
God's will is a very serious thing.
如果我们能够清楚，我很难表达到底是多严肃。如果我们能够清楚这个神旨意的所代表的意思的话
，If we can clearly understand what this means,
我们就不敢不传，我们也不敢随便的去传。
That we dare not to spread the gospel.
因为这是神的旨意，是非常非常重的一句话。
Because this is God's will, and it's very serious things.
我们领受从神的旨意里面所带给我们的使命感，就是我们要传福音，主耶稣给我们的命令。
And this is God, He commanded us that we should spread the gospel.
因为我们从在这个旨意里面，神的旨意里面，我们能够遵循在这个使命里面，我们能够遵循神的旨意。
So we have to follow His will.
而且我们把神的旨意能够带给世上的人，能够让神的旨意能够在世上能够彰显出来。
so to spread His will to in the world.
让神的旨意能够施行在这世上。
To spread out in this world.
所以，因此神既然给他的旨意已经施下来，我们的责任也要对他负责。所以，我们这是一个非常严肃的一个责任。
Since He already showed us His will, so we have to give account of everything.
为什么要传福音？
Why do we have to spread God?
因为这是神的旨意。
Because that is His will.
第二个，为什么要传福音？这是耶稣基督给我们的命令。
Because secondly, why do we have to spread gospel? Because this is a command from God.
传福音不仅是这位永恒的神圣父他在永恒里面所定下的旨意。
To spread the gospel is commanded by the Holy Father.
也是圣子耶稣基督给我们信徒每一个人的命令。
Also, it's a command from the Holy Son.
当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，他约门徒要到加利利海边去等他。
After he was resurrected.
到加利利的山上，在那里，主耶稣说：“我要在那里跟你们会面。”
And to the place of Galilee, and he said, "I'm going to meet you over there."
我们想一想，耶稣基督为什么不要说我在耶路撒冷跟你们见面？
And let's think about that. Why Jesus didn't say, "Let's meet in Jerusalem"?
为什么没有说我在那个圣殿跟你们见面
？And why he didn't say, "Let's meet in the holy temple"?
为什么没有说我们在约旦河边，在那边受洗，约翰还有主耶稣给他受洗的地方
？And why he didn't say, "Let's meet in the Jordan River"?
为什么一定要到一个很荒凉、很微小的一个在加利利的山上呢
？Why did he choose a place that is so remote and so small place？
因为耶稣基督，因为这些所有的门徒。蒙耶稣基督的呼召是在加利利的海边。
Because all those disciples was called by Jesus in that place.
因此，他要带领他们原来主耶稣呼召他们的地方，让他们来回想他们在神面前的立志，他们起初的爱心。
That's why he wanted to bring them back to the place that he called them and to meditate the will he gave to them.
在那个地方，主耶稣给这些门徒，给我们世上所有的教会一个大使命。
God gave us a great commission to all of us.
他说：“天上地下的权柄都赐给我。”
He said, "All authorities in heaven and earth has been given to me."
所以你们要去使万人做我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
这是这位复活的主对教会的一个吩咐。
This is the resurrected Lord that He commanded all of us in the world.
是他给我们的命令。
It is the order that He gave to us.
所以我们在世上的时候，他赐给我们，主耶稣在世上赐给我们两个。很重要的命令。
So he gave us two very important orders in this world.
第一个就是我们要彼此相爱。
First of all, is to love one another.
另外一个就是你们要传福音，使万民做我的门徒。
Secondly, is go and make disciples of all nations.
彼此相爱是我们基督徒之间我们对那应该守的命令。
To love one another is something for us.That we should inside the church.
而传福音是我们基督徒、我们教会对外应该守的命令。
And to spread the gospel is to the outside of the church.
所以说，在约翰福音十七章十八节说：“父怎么样差遣我，如今我也这样照样的差遣你们。”
John 17 verse 18 it says, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world."
圣父差遣了圣子来到地上。
Holy Father sent His The Holy Son to the world.
他完成了救恩，他复活了，他今天回到天上，他差遣的圣灵今天也差派我们所有的有圣灵居住在我们里面的所有的圣徒。
So he fulfilled the salvation. Now he sent the Holy Spirit to come here.
所以我们为什么要传福音
？That's why we had to spread the gospel.
是这个爱我们的复活的主，他对我们的差派，对我们的命令。
Because this is from the Father, He loves us so much that He's ordered.
耶稣基督从死里复活，能够做成为教会的元首。
Jesus Christ, he was resurrected. Now he became the head of all church.
他是我们的主，他是教会的头，教会全体的救主。所以他的命令，我们一定要遵守。
He is the head of all churches. That's why his order we have to obey.
不仅神的旨意是比所有的事情都更大。
Not only God's will is far more important than anything else.
这位救世主，我们全能的神，我们的主，我们的神，他对我们的差派，也是比所有世上所有人的差派还要更大。
Also, his command is far more important than anything in this world.
那有一次， 那个在一个英国的这个差传联会里面，就像我们这次去这个华盛顿 DC 的差遣联会，有一个老先生是他在那边讲到。
Once there was a mission conference in England, and someone said like that.
那么他就讲到我是呼召，看有哪一个年轻人，你们愿意到印度去来为主来传福音。
And after the sermons, and he asked anyone, any person in the audience are willing.To go to India to spread the gospel.
这个是宣教士，他一直讲，一直讲，一直讲，他希望能够有人，但是呢，一直没有一个年轻人能回应，愿意到印度去传福音。
And he kept calling and asked anyone that willing to go to India to spread the gospel.
后来他讲了太用力了，他讲了太劳累了，他就跌倒在这个讲台上面。
Unfortunately, nobody raised their hand, and since he talked so much and talked so hard.Then he fell down on the stage.
所以人就把他抬出去了。结果过一下子，他就醒过来。他说：“我在哪里？”
So people carry him out, and after he came back, and he said, "Where am I?"
他说：“人家跟他讲，你这身体太软弱了，太疲劳了，你要好好的休息。”
And people advising that your physical condition is so bad, you probably need more rest.
他说：“不行，不行，我一定要再回去。”你请你抬我到回来讲台那里去，因为我话还没有说完。
And he said, "No, no, I cannot do that because, I haven't finished what I had to say."
结果人家很勉强就把他抬回去到讲台那里。
So unwillingly, those people carry him back.
他就很勉强了，就是站起来。
So he struggled and tried to stand up.
他讲了一句非常重要的话。
And he said something very important.
他说，当英国女皇要呼召人到印度去。杀这些印度人的时候呢，千千万万的军兵、年轻人都接受了呼召。
And he said that when the Queen of England tried to call people to go to India to kill those peoples, and thousands of the young people went there.
但是今天这个万王之王的主耶稣基督，他呼召人去把这个宝贵的福音传给印度人的时候呢，没有一个人愿意回应他的呼召。
But today, when this King of Kings, Lord of Lords,Try to call people to spread the gospel in India, and now the people is willing to.
我们歧视他，我们抵挡他。
We despise him, we reject him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear friend, brothers and sisters.
今天我们教会有没有遵循神的旨意
？Today in our church, are we following His will?
我们要顺从主耶稣基督对我们的差派。
Are we follow the desire He has for us?
为什么我们要传福音？
Why do we have to spread gospel?
因为这是神的旨意。
Because that's His will.
因为是耶稣基督给我们的命令。
Because this is the order from God.
是我们的元首，是我们的元帅，对我们的命令，对我们的差派。
This is the commander in chief, the commands He gave to us.
所以我们要传福音。
That's why we have to spread the gospel.
第三个，为什么我们要传福音？
Thirdly, why do we have to spread the gospel?
因为基督在十字架的大爱激励了我们。
Because the love that God showed on cross compelled us.
找保罗为什么这样的为主大大的使用为主工作
？Why did Paul that he worked so hard for the Lord?
他说，我比所有的使徒更加的劳苦。
He said, "I work harder than any other disciples."
那保罗，我们都知道保罗他一生的经历，我们看到他这样的拼命的为主传福音。他的动机就是在他对主的爱。
The motivation for Paul to spread the gospel is out of the love he had for God.
如果你们读这个哥林多后书十一章那里，看到保罗，他一生里面他数算，他说呢，我多下沾劳，我多受劳苦。
If you read the Second Corinthians, you will see the Paul's life experience that he worked so hard.
他被人家打了五次之多，一次打四十下，然后减一下。
And five times he received the lashes, and 40 times, 40 minus one.
他被棍子打了很打了很多次。
He was beaten by the rod.
他屡次行远路，他用走路。你知道他以前传福音是用两脚来传福音，要两脚走路的。
And he before that when he spread the gospel, he had to walk.
他遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、各种的危险。
He faced the dangers.From the river and from the bandits.
他有时候受寒冷，他有时候没有吃的，没有穿的。
And in danger of hunger.
除了这些事以外，保罗说我还为众教会来挂心。
And in addition to this, and he's still worried for all the churches.
保罗一直能够奔跑传福音的道路。我们要思想一下，到底保什么力量使保罗这样的机器人，他三次的为主，在有人说四次的整个欧洲的传福音的旅行。
And we have to meditate about Paul's motivation behind him, that because he went three or four times around Europe to spread the gospel.
保罗走过的地方，很多地方都是很荒废、很荒凉的地方。
There are many places he went to spread gospel.Other places in the remote area.
有时候几十里他看不到这些青树的，就是一些旷野。
Sometimes he walked through the wilderness.
但他是都用两脚走路，用这样子来一点一点的去传福音。
He went to every place by his own two feet.
但是看看我们今天，我们要传福音，我们出去有车子，我们有飞机坐。
And today, let's look at the situation we are in. We go out, we have car or airplane.
我们有许多的方便，我们感谢神给我们这些方便。我们有microphone，我们有loudspeaker，我们有各种方便来传福音。
And we have many convenient tools to spread the gospel.
到底是什么力量让保罗肯这样的为福音来牺牲呢？
What is the motivation behind Paul that he was so willing to sacrifice himself to spread the gospel?
到底是什么力量来推动保罗？让他继续的为主的工作，一直到他人生的最后，为主来寻道。
What was the motivation that can compel Paul to spread the gospel until his death?
愿保罗的心中的推动力也成为我们的推动力。
May Paul's motivation become our motivation.
保罗之所以这么样的为肯为主耶稣基督传福音而牺牲，乃是因为在哥林多后书第五章十四节那里告诉我们，原来基督的爱激励了我们。
Because in the second Corinthians, Paul said, "God's love compel me."
今天我们即使是勇敢的做，我们拼命的做，我们如果想到主耶稣在十字架上，他为我们成就所受的苦，我们真的算不了什么。
Today, even you work very hard for the Lord, but if you compare to the suffering that He had on the cross, it's really nothing.
如果这爱能够激励的保罗，愿主的爱也激励我们每一个人。
If God's love can compel Paul, may His love compel us too.
我们领受主耶稣的带领来这么大这么多的恩典，我们怎么能够白白的不去分享给我们周围的人呢？
If we receive so many blessing and grace from God, how can we stay here not to spread the gospel?
我们在主耶稣基督的国度里面，神的国度里面有份，我们怎么不盼望主的国度能够继续的扩充，能够继续的扩大呢？
If we have a share in God's kingdom, how can we not to enlarge His kingdom?
求主能够再次带我们到哥哥他的山上十字架的面前，让我们回想当初神的对我们的爱，以及我们对他起初的爱心。
May God bring us back before the cross again to meditate how much love He has shown to us.
我们相信我们今天成为一个不同的人，乃是因为从基督的爱临到我们身上的时候，他激励我们的时候，我们的人我们就完全的改变，我们再也不是相同的一个人。
Hopefully that we can become a different person today, that let His love to compel us so we can be a new person.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
My dear brothers,
因为我们今天能够一起，我们每一个人都要为主做见证。
Hopefully starting from today that we can be a witness of God.
我们每一个人都要为福音还福音的债。
We have to pay back the debt of gospel.
我们每一个人都要把我们的福音传给我们周围的人。
It is, we have to spread the gospel to the people around us.
你知道那一天呢，我们就是跟我讲说，欸，Danny，你知不知道这个？因为他看了一个电影，一个 Satan 的，原来在那个 Satanism 里面，就是魔鬼教里面的，那从那里出来的人，他做了他的见证。
And one day my son shared with me because he saw a tape about a person who came out from the Satanism.
这个人他杀了很多人，他最后把他父母亲也杀掉了。
This person he killed many people, including his parents.
现在还在监牢里面。
And he at this moment he is still in the prison.
当然他现在已经感谢神，他已经得救，他成为一个基督徒。
But thank God he is saved. He is a Christian now.
但这个人讲一句话，那天 Joseph 跟我讲，他说 ：“Daddy， 你知不知道全世界所有的宗教人士里面，宗教的教徒里面，最不活跃的是哪一种教徒
？”And he said to me, "Do you know that out of all the different religions in this world, all those followers who are the least active.
你知道基督徒是最 inactive。
You know, Christians are the most inactive.
我们不如佛教的人热心。
We are not so fervent as a Buddhist.
我们没有耶和华见证会的人热心。
We are not so fervent.
他们每个礼拜六，你看看他们两个两个就出去了，在挨门挨户的去探访。
You can see a lot of time that they go out in pair to spread the gospel.
我们没有摩门教的人热心。
We are not so fervent as the Mormons.
你们如果看到那个骑脚踏车的、穿黑衣服的、戴领带的两个年轻人，你看他们拼命的出去挨家挨家的传他们的福音。
Sometimes you can see those two young men. They ride bicycles with black ties. Those are Mormons.
我们没有一贯道的人热心。
We are not so fervent as the people they believe in. 一贯。
我不知道一贯道怎么讲。
Unitarian.
Right, Unitarian.
The people of Unitarian.
你知道那天我们 David 回 UT， 他以为他东西带来太多了，他这个还有两包东西没办法带走，所以呢就托这个瑞康弟兄，因为你忘了我们瑞康弟兄啊，在这边上班的，就是能够带回去给那个林医生的那个女儿，能够带回 UT 帮忙带回去。
When my son David he went back to UT, And he has so many luggages, so he asked a brother in New Orleans to bring back some luggage for him for the daughter Lee's daughter.
你知道，后来我去雷弟兄那里，我看到有一个中国人在那边。
So over there, I saw in brother Rose's place that I saw another Chinese there.
那这个人就是一贯道。
And he belongs to the this young man belongs to the Unitarian Church.
那雷弟兄跟我讲，他经常他每天都跟他讲这个一贯道的事情，就是希望能够把他带到他也带到他家里去了。有时候他们一贯道有些经理来，也希望说雷弟兄去听那个他经理的讲道。
And this brother Lee, he told me that this person always tried to share the doctrine of the Unitarian Church, and he tried very hard.
他们一天在家里，如果是祭坛的，一天要三次在他们祭坛的前面要三拜九叩。
And every time, every day they have spent at least three times, to worship the temple if they have in the family.
中午我们吃饭起，他要跑回去把家里的东西弄好，这个祭坛上面的东西还要把饭、水果什么东西要弄好，然后再跑回来。
And during the lunch hour, he will rush home and to arrange the things he put before the altar.
保罗中过说过一句很严重的话。
Paul once said something.
他说我不传福音就有祸了。
He said, "Woe to me if I don't spread the gospel."
因为责任已经交托我们了。
Because this job already entrusted to me.
神没有把这个福音交托给天使或者交托给天使长。
God didn't entrust this job to the archangels.
这些大有能力的天使，他们没有资格也没有权力来传福音。
Those powerful angels, they don't have right to spread the gospel.
因为他们没有得救的经验。
Because they didn't have the experience of being redeemed.
他们不像基督徒，我们有得救了，我们蒙神的救恩，我们有得救的经历。
Because they don't have the experience that we Christians have, that to be redeemed, to be saved.
我们从最终我们蒙受主耶稣基督宝血的救赎，我们今天跟神的天国有份。
Today, when we receive His salvation.We become a part of His kingdom.
而且圣灵重生了我们，把我们从罪恶黑暗的权势里面救拔出来。
And a Holy Spirit reborn us; He rescued us from the darkness.
但是天使没有这样的经历。
But all the angels they don't have this kind of experience.
但是你我作为一个基督徒，我们有这样的经历。
But you and I as Christians will have this kind of experience.
所以天使只能服侍人。
That's why angel only can serve people.
他只能为这些得救的人来欢喜高兴。
He only can rejoice with those people that are saved.
圣经告诉我们，当有一个人罪人悔改的时候，天上的使者都要欢喜高兴，把荣耀归给神。
Because in the Bible tells us, when one person is saved, all the angels in the heaven will be rejoiced with us.
但是他们却连传福音的资格、权利都没有。
But they don't have the right or responsibility to spread the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
为什么我们要传福音
？Why do we have to spread the gospel？
因为这是永恒全能的神他所定的旨意。
Because it's the will from this Almighty God.
为什么要传福音？
Why do we have to spread gospel?
耶稣我们元帅，教会全体的救主，他对我们的差派。
Because this is the commander in chief of the church, he commanded us.
为什么我们要传福音？
Why do we have to spread the gospel?
因为基督在十字架上的哥他山的爱激励了我们，我们不得不传福音，我们要快跑了去传福音。
Because the love he showed on the cross that compelled us to spread the gospel.
好，那我们今天就讲到这里。我想，下个礼拜我们可以继续，还有几个 point.
And we'll stop right here, and we'll continue this next week.
好，那我们低头祷告。我们请史长老给我们做个祷告。